Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today with Tammy Didlot, the president of the American National Cattlewomen, joining us after this.
This Father's Day, why get Dad one gift when you can get him 10? Hurry into Napa and save 75% on a gear wrench, standard, and stubby ratcheting wrench set, just $34.99, 10 pieces in all. Dad'll think you love him 10 times more than usual. Napa does too. Nothing says Father's Day like standard and stubby. Offer expires 6/30/12. See participating Napa Auto Parts store for details.
Go to NapaOnline.com to find the Napa Auto Parts store near you.
At the State Beef Ambassador Competition for Oklahoma, had the opportunity to catch up with our friend Tammy Didlot, president of the American National Cattlewomen. Talked with her about her year thus far as president of the ANCW.
I do feel like a weary traveler. I've been to Hawaii and to North Dakota and Alabama, so all over the country, getting an opportunity to meet some really neat people and see the differences that we are challenged with as beef producers in the different geographical areas. I think it was pretty fascinating to know that we're all faced with, while we do the same thing, we have some really different obstacles that we have to meet.
Okay. You know, when you think about some of the priorities that you've got out there for your American National Cattlewomen, what are some things that you're doing to try to accomplish, you know, really communicating the story of beef?
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do is really engage the youth and engage consumers, and really trying to engage our cattlewomen to meet with consumer groups and share the whole beef production story from pasture to plate, and really kind of get people to understand where their food comes from, and really focus on some of the things that we've done as an organization to better our processes, to improve the environment, to improve the land, and to improve our ability to take care of our animals.
When you think about this whole idea of talking to consumers about where beef comes from, why is that important?
Well, you know, it's there. You just make an assumption. We in agriculture, I feel like, we just make an assumption a lot of times that people just know. Mm-hmm. And what I have found is people don't just know. You can't assume that people just know. Most people think that the beef comes from their store. It's got to get to that store. And, you know, we have challenges in this industry with shipping them and making sure if we're going to export this beef or we're importing beef. I mean, and those things pose a difficulty, because even society has different expectations on what they think their meat should be like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're fortunate in this country to have choices. So we just have to make sure that we share what those choices are. And there's a lot of misunderstandings of, you know, what hormone-free is or grass-fed and, you know, all those types of different opportunities. And we as a group have to make sure that we communicate those and explain the uniquenesses, not really saying one's better than another, but the differences. And I think that's the message. It's really giving good, clean, clear information.
I'm going to ask you a question I asked all the kids, mm-hmm. and that was, you know, if they're sitting with a consumer mm-hmm. and they're thinking about maybe buying beef, what's the one thing you're most excited to communicate with that consumer?
I would say it's the most nutrient-rich, packed food that you can get in the least amount of calories. So for 3-ounce servings, you can get so much of your daily vitamin intake that you can be healthy, and it gives you so much energy. And that's, we pick and choose what we eat, and I would definitely pick the thing that I can eat that's going to give me the most energy.
And that's beef.
And that's beef.
President of the American National Cattlewomen, that, of course, Tammy Didlot from Central Oklahoma. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.